This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
Although we don't mean to take our life back from Christ, nonetheless we do it. Now Paul said, let's look at Romans 7 real quick. Romans 7, verse 15 and 16. Romans 7, verse 15 and 16. Paul says, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now focus on verse 15. I'm going to read that out of Amplified Bible to make sure you're getting the gist of what's being said. For I do not understand my own actions. I'm baffled. I'm bewildered. I do not practice or accomplish what I wish, but I do the very thing that I loathe, which my moral instinct condemns. Now, if I do habitually what is contrary to my desire, that means that I acknowledge and agree that the law is good, moral, and excellent, and that I take sides with it. Now, let's look at this one more time. For I do not understand my own actions. I am baffled, bewildered. I do not practice or accomplish what I wish, but I do the very thing that I loathe, that which is moral, which my moral instinct condemns. Now, Paul's talking about, he's talking about that war again. I want to do the right thing. I'm a Christian. There's a desire in me to do the right thing. But that thing I want to do, I don't do. And that thing I don't want to do, that thing I want to stop, that thing I know is wrong, that I do. You ever feel that? You ever feel that contrariness, that contention, that battle? Paul felt the same thing. But you go on and he says, I run the race and I fought that. So therefore you keep reading. And you see how he overcame that, because he's talking about the man he was. And we know the man he became. Amen. Paul didn't die saying, oh, I wish I would have done right. You know, it's so hard serving God. Those things I want to do. That was in the beginning. That was not the Paul that says, I've run my race. I've finished my course. That's not the Paul who said you got to put the body under. That's not the Paul who learned if you walk after the spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because it's the lust of the flesh that's doing those contrary things. Now, that's that desire that's on the inside of us to prevent the increase. Preventing us letting Jesus live through is the flesh. That is what preventing, that is where me, talking primarily about your flesh in that sense, not the real spirit man, but that's where Jesus is stopped from increasing. But the nature of that flesh must decrease so that the nature of your spirit and the spirit of God may increase. Paul understood the struggle between the spirit and the flesh. He understood that people give preeminence to the flesh even though they're born again, and it creates all kind of problems for them. It brings all kind of condemnation. It brings all kind of guilt, and some people backslide and even turn away from God because they don't want to face the guilt. But I'll tell you something. If you hadn't found it out yet, if you don't stay strong in the word, your flesh will win. Just point blank, period. If you don't go to a good church, if you don't read the Bible, if you don't hear good teaching, if you don't get the word of God in you, you cannot win, because the devil is stronger than you. But he's not stronger than you walking in the knowledge of the word. Because then the Holy Spirit's hooked up with you, and together the devil's not even a foe. He's just nothing. But think about this. You alone by yourself, the devil is a billion times stronger than you. Don't even think you're going to stay away from the word and stay away from church and think you're going to have you're going to be able to overcome addictions. You're going to be able to live a good life. You're going to be able to show love to people. No, flesh is going to flesh out. Something happened, you're going to let go. And it's not going to be any, something on the inside, you might be like, oh, don't do that. That's the wrong thing. But you know what you're going to do all the time? Be like Paul, that thing I wish I wouldn't do, I did, and the other one I don't do. You'd be in that stage of Paul's development. Always feeling sorry till you finally say it's too hard to serve Christ and you turn away. But it didn't have to be that way. Yeah. Getting saved is not enough unless you plan on dying the next day. And you just die saved and that'd be it. That would be convenient. But the problem is, once you get saved, then you got to live by faith.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Something on the inside, you might be like, oh, don't do that. That's the wrong thing. But you know what you're going to do all the time? Be like Paul, that thing I wish I wouldn't do, I did, and the other one I don't do. You'd be in that stage of Paul's development, always feeling sorry till you finally say it's too hard to serve Christ and you turn away. But it didn't have to be that way. Yeah. Getting saved is not enough unless you plan on dying the next day. And you just die saved and that'd be it. That would be convenient. But the problem is, once you get saved, then you got to live by faith. And we talk about the rules of life abundant. We're not talking about the rules of getting saved. We know the rules of getting saved. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, Lord God Jesus Christ, you are saved. Now we talk about working out your salvation. Not working to get saved, but because you are saved, acting like it. Working out your salvation. That's where the challenge comes in. That's where now I got to live like a Christian. I've given my life to Christ. Now I've got to let him increase. I've got to let him have it. But the weird thing about it, God does not incapacitate you once you give your life to him. He doesn't turn you off. You are still in there. Your desires, your flesh is still in that body. And what he's got to do is he wants you to mortify the deeds of the flesh. You take the word of God and you crucify the flesh daily. You tell that flesh, today you will not rule. Christ is going to increase in me. And I'm going to decrease. All I seek to do is to do the will of God. A mature Christian looks at life as, what do you want me to do, God? Amen. Simple as that. Does that mean he doesn't realize he's got bills or that she's got a family to take care of? No, they realize that. But even in terms of that, they say, I pay my bills because a Christian pays their bills. I go to work because the Bible says you're worse than an infidel if you don't take care of your family. I take care of my children because the Bible says train them up in the way they ought to go. See, it's still the focus of Jesus. But so many times we think this is natural stuff and this is spiritual stuff. And we think it's an excuse that God is understanding when we say, well, you know, you don't understand. I got to take care of the family. If you go through that list of I got to's, it ain't none of them that you got to do apart from the word of God somewhere telling you to do it. Because we never say, you don't understand. I got to watch TV. But we watch it. But we don't ever say that, do we? Because we know we don't got, excuse the negatives, don't got to watch TV, do we? But we don't even bring that up. It's part of the argument. Yeah, I try and study, Pastor, and, you know, I try and get in the Word, but you don't understand. I'm working two jobs. I'm doing this, that, and the other. Do you watch TV? Yeah. So you're saying that's more important. I can find time to watch that, but I can't find time to grow in God. And if you got to work two jobs, I'm not telling you to quit working. But what people want to do is they make time for what they want to do. Now, I'm going to tell you something about God. God sees right through all the excuses. Excuses is the skin of a reason wrapping up a lie. There's a lie in there somewhere. You're not telling the truth and you're just wrapping it up with something that sounds like a reason. The skin of a reason wrapping up a lie. And that's not every excuse, but most excuses, that's what it is. Most people think about, don't we make excuses? I mean, we go to work and we get there late and you start blaming on the traffic. Like there wasn't no traffic any other day ever before. There's traffic every day on the expressway. Plan for it. Well, Pastor, you know I was supposed to do this and do that, but you know, I'm really busy and it slipped my mind. You don't need to make it sound good. Just say it wasn't important enough for me to think about it. And we just get somebody else to do the job. Not a problem. Honesty's good. Because if we lie to ourselves, we deceive ourselves. And the Bible talks about people who are self-deceived and deceive themselves. And the thing about it is, just because you deceive you, don't mean you got God fooled. You see what I'm saying? That's the bad part. Just because you accept it as excuse for yourself, doesn't mean God's going to accept it as excuse. Well, God, you understand, I was busy. That's why I didn't let Christ increase. Many who thought they would be there won't be there. Because the true judge is not going to accept skins of reasons wrapping up lies. He's going to look at you and say, sorry. Love you. See ya. Have a nice time. And it won't be anything about him, because like I tell you, God will never send anybody to hell and he'll never send anybody to heaven. People will make their own choices and they'll make their own bed and they'll sleep in it for eternity. So people talk, if God's a loving God, he won't send anybody to hell. He ain't sending nobody anywhere. I told you, look at God like the ticket outlet. He just sells tickets and you can buy whichever one you want. Buy one to hell or buy one to heaven, but it's the one that you bought that is the resort. This day I set before you life and death. Let me help you out. Choose life. And people still choose death. And every decision you make to side with the flesh instead of the spirit is a decision of death. And who wants to take the chance on how many decisions of death can I make before I not be able to go to heaven? I don't know what that number is. I wouldn't play that game. I wouldn't roll those dice. I would set my eyes as the decision and always make decision in favor of Christ. I don't even try and gamble how close can I get to hell without burning. That's not a good game to play. You're always pressing towards the mark of the prize for the high calling in Christ Jesus. You're always pressing towards the mark. You're not pressing toward the mark when you're like, well, you know, I know, but this right here, I can get away with that. It's just a little sin. There are no little sins. And there are no big sins. There's just sin. The Bible said things about if you break any part of the law, you're guilty of breaking the whole law. Now, that's a strong statement. Because when you stop and think, no matter what a person did who's in jail, you say, why are they in jail? They broke the law. Doesn't matter what they did, they're in jail because they broke the law. And God looks at us as lawbreakers, and our goal, I mean, he looks at us as righteous in Christ. But when we're breaking the rules, he says they're guilty of breaking all the law. So every sin is important. Every decision against Christ is important. You should be striving to say, God, I'm going to let you increase. And God has mercy and grace as we're growing, but there's no mercy and grace to the person who willfully sins. Not without a penitent heart. Now, if you willfully sin and you repent and your heart is right, but it's hard to repent when you knew you thought you were going to get away with it when you did it. I'm not talking about you living life and because in the flesh you just blurt out something or you do something wrong. And you're like, oh man, I'm sorry I did that. It's easy to repent for that because you're actually penitent about it.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a complete woodwork